EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Textual aspects of Easy to Understand. This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short E2U, Element 4, The Language of Easy to Understand, Video Lecture, Textual Aspects of Easy to Understand. My name is Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the textual aspects of easy to understand language, focusing once again on easy and plain language. In this unit, we already had a presentation about the basic rules of easy to understand in element 1. There we covered some rules on the textual level. In this presentation, we will go into more detail. First of all, rules related to the textual level may apply across languages. Unlike some aspects on the lexical and syntactic level, textual aspects of easy to understand language are not language specific. The first aspect we list on the textual level is that the content should be adjusted to the target groups. Information should not only be perceptible and comprehensible, but also useful to the target groups. In our presentation about the process of translating into easy-to-understand language, we talked about the addition and reduction processes that occur when translating. Information that is not explicitly mentioned in the source text has to be made explicit. This is an example of adapting the content to the target groups. The text should also take into consideration for which target situation it is intended. Textual content is always part of a communicative situation. The texts have to be adjusted to their function in the target situation. This function is linked to the text type of the source text. It is a challenge to keep the easy language target texts related to the text type they belong to. We will give more information on text types in the video lecture about the discourse of easy to understand language within this element. The information structure has to be appropriate for the target groups and the target situation. Usually, it is a good strategy to place the most relevant bits of information at the beginning of the text. This strategy depends on the media realization of the easy or plain language text. For instance, we have more freedom to follow this rule in written communication. But this strategy does not always work. This may be the case if the easy or plain language texts become part of the source text. This applies to formats of audiovisual translation, where, for instance, the order of the information delivered cannot be changed in the subtitles, and the subtitles complement the source text. The chosen media realization should be useful to the target groups in the target situation. The first question is whether it is retrievable for the target groups. This may seem trivial, but it is the first step for accessible communication. For instance, the information is not accessible if the target groups have limited access to the internet and the text is only offered online. This is an aspect that is rarely taken into consideration as of now. In texts written in easy to understand language, the target groups are addressed directly, if possible. This contributes to comprehensibility, as they understand more easily how the content relates to them. It is also beneficial for the action-enabling potential of a text offer. If a certain action is expected from the target groups, it is helpful. The target groups are addressed directly and instructed on their possibilities of action. You can find more information about this topic in the presentation about pragmatic aspects of easy to understand language in this unit. Texts are more comprehensible for the target groups if these texts use advanced organizers. subheadings, and marginal notes. Therefore, these tools are widely used in texts written in easy-to-understand language. Advanced organizers are introductions into the text that give a short summary on the main content and the text function. Advanced organizers help the target groups understand what to expect from a text. They help them grasp the macro proposition of a text. Subheadings are helpful to organize information and make it more retrievable. Marginal notes may offer additional information or highlight information. When listing items in a text, list with numbers or bullet points is more comprehensible than using commas in a sentence. This textual feature makes the list more perceptible for the target groups. The single item of enumeration can be more easily distinguished and recalled. Another textual feature of easy-to-understand language is that important information is highlighted, normally through the use of bold type. Texts in easy-to-understand language are also use images and visual guidance systems according to the needs of the target groups. More information about the visual components of easy and plain language can be found in element 5 of this unit. To summarize, these are the textual features of easy-to-understand language. Adjust the content to the target groups. Adjust the text to the target situation. Adjust the information structure according to the target groups and target situation. Choose a medial realization that is functional and useful for the target groups and the target situation. Address the target groups directly. Use advanced organizers, introduction of the main ideas. Subheadings and marginal notes. Use lists and not commas and indentations for additional information. Highlight important information. Use images and visual guidance systems according to the needs of the target groups. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at easit@unihildesheim.de.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA. EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.